Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the body of those in hell, that they will feel pain, want food, and have their thirst unquenched. Let's continue with that thought today. 2 Kings chapter 20 speaks of good King Hezekiah, who built a conduit. That is, he built a tunnel that went under the ground, under the walls and so forth, and brought the waters into the city. Now that's wisdom, isn't it? But in that day, that was the exception. That wasn't normally the rule. God tells Nineveh to store up water for the siege. They're going to be attacked. Yet, whatever you do, it'll be insufficient to prevent the destruction. In other words, God said, look, do everything you can. Get yourself well fortified. You're still going to be defeated. I'm still going to allow this to happen to you. But you can do everything you want to do to try to prevent it. Don't make it easy for the enemy. So he's trying to help. He's trying to help. And so often people don't see that. They just don't see that God is saying, look, this is what I'm going to do. He is actually warning them. So he's warned them. It's going to happen. They can't prevent the destruction. I'm reminded of the rich man and Lazarus. All that rich man, when he's in hell, remembers is that Lazarus was full of sores. Now, let me just say this about that. The rich man's earthly body is not in hell, but yet he has a body in hell. God clothes him with a body of some kind that's able to feel pain, that is able to desire to be fed, want thirst to be quenched, tormented by fire. The rich man said he was tormented in his flame. Send somebody to warn my brothers not to come to this place, even send Lazarus. He wanted Lazarus to be able to just put his finger in water and touch his tongue. All he could remember of Lazarus was that he was full of sores. Wouldn't even want him near himself. Now he's ready for him to dip his finger in water and come touch his tongue, whether he has those sores or not. So, in hell, there is a derision. There's no power. There's no wisdom. There's no strength that can deliver the man who is in hell from that fiery plague, from that torment. The rich man said, I'm tormented. Hell is a place of no hope. You ever hear people make the joke, well, if I go to hell, I'll have a big party with all my friends. But that won't happen. Nineveh was in derision during the battle, and as are the people that are burning in the fire throughout all eternity. When Jesus returns, the armies gather together. And then the Lord begins to move, and the Bible says in Romans 9:28, it's a short work. The Lord makes a short work of them. But you know what? When the Lord does his work, and he does his judgment, and the blood flows to the horse's bridle, they're not having a party down here. Those people live their lives partying. They're dying on that bed. Maybe it's a liver problem. Maybe it's some other kind of a problem, cirrhosis, or whatever. For some reason or another, they're just not having a party in that hospital room. We have the, well, let's have a celebration of life. many times they're celebrating a life that's in hell. There's no comfort for that. So he says in our text, go into clay and tread the mortar and make strong the brick kiln. There in verse 14, second part of the verse here, Nahum chapter 3. Not only are they to fortify with water, but next, he tells them to fortify the walls with brick. Go to the brick kiln, mix clay and mortar, heat and harden it, and fortify the walls. If you are going to reject God, he says, think ahead. Figure out how you are going to cope with eternity in a lake of fire. Proverbs 29, verse 1 says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. That'll happen. If you reject Christ, and you say, well, I'm going to wait till the last minute to get saved, and you may die before that last minute happens. You may die suddenly. And guess what? You'll realize the very first thing. There are not many roads to heaven. President Clinton said there are many roads to heaven. President George Bush, the second President George Bush, said there are many roads to heaven. President Obama said there are many roads to heaven. My friend, if that's what those three believe, they're going to hell. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. They got to believe that Jesus is the only way. They got to believe that he died for their sins and rose from the dead. They got to believe that there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. And if they won't believe that, my friend, I believe they're headed to hell. Why? Because the Bible says so. The Bible says, it's not me saying so, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Nineveh was the strongest place of the day. But God is going to move against them. Look, America is supposed to be the number one superpower of the world. With our nuclear weaponry, all of our technology, and we are a great nation. I love my country. But let me tell you what, God can destroy this country in a day. In a day, he can do it. He is God, not us. So, Nineveh is the strongest place of that day, and God is going to move against them. Their scientific know-how, their weapons, their political correctness, and their philosophy will find that it'll be a billion times easier to sink a battleship with the spitball that you blow through a straw. It'd be easier to sink a huge naval battleship than to defeat the Lord. God is sovereign. And by the way, let me say this. You hear the word sovereign, sovereignty of God. You know what that means? The sovereignty of God is God's right to do what he wants with whatever is his. All things are his. And he tells us in the Bible what he's going to do. You reject him, you're going to go to hell. You accept him, you're his forever. You live godly in Christ Jesus, you'll suffer persecution, but your reward is great in heaven. Be saved so as by fire, you'll be ashamed in heaven. But God is sovereign, and he shall never, never, never be dethroned. Satan tried, and he failed miserably. Remember, in an hour when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now think of this. There were 60,000 men in Nineveh. They will find that the warnings of God should have been heeded. It's interesting to me that in World War II, and my father fought in that war, the Battle of the Bulge, and fought under Patton. But in World War II, they dropped leaflets before bombing towns. As a matter of fact, Israel many times will warn the Gazans to protect themselves before they start bombing. In Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21, one sees Jesus on that white horse and the armies of heaven behind him. The fowls of the heaven are called to come. Gather yourselves together to the feast. The feast on the blood of earth's armies, on their flesh. Revelation 6 tells of the great men and all kinds of men hiding themselves in caves and calling for the rocks and mountains to cover them and hide them from the wrath of the Lamb of God. Isn't it interesting? The wrath of the Lamb, you don't think of a lamb as wrath, but this is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And whereas they make fun of people praying to God, now they're praying to the rocks and mountains to cover them. Isn't that interesting? They think it's crazy to pray to a living God who is a spirit, but they think it's not crazy to pray to mountains and rocks that don't have ears, don't have eyes, can't hear, can't see, can't walk. Interesting. Nineveh sees the men hide. The women are ravished. The children are dashed in pieces. The same will happen in a future day when armies are surrounding Jerusalem. In Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 2 it says, I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Now look, God is not unjust. Here are people that are calling themselves civilized people today, and they're trying to break these houses down, ravish the women. But because we have education, we are wise people. No. Nineveh was warned, and so are we today. Nineveh fell, although she was warned. In Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, we read this, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men. Who does God command? All men. Does that say certain men? No. All men. You know what? God says what he means, and he means what he says. God commandeth all men everywhere, not just specific places, everywhere. What does he command all men everywhere to do? To repent. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.